I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to Born Offside. Alan's jumped off Hinge in time for us to
I don't know what you're talking about, mate. Never seen that.
We're back, Alan and Kat. How are you, Kat? You good?
I'm very good.
I'm going to kick it off with a crispy 04. So happy birthday for Saturday, Kat.
Thank you so much, Crispy.
20-something.
Crispy always comes through. Yeah. 20-something, guys.
20-something.
I love that.
Someone thought it said 30-something, so that was nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's a block.
Oh, mate, and for those that don't know what I'm referring to, my cake that my friend organized had 20-something on it.
Because Kat hasn't told anyone how old.
No, but people have figured it out. I like the mystery, though.
As long as you can stay 20s. Stay 20s. As long as you can say 20s, just keep saying it. Keep opening it because next year, I'm not sure. Still can. Sure. I don't know if my calculation's correct. I've been trying to do the maths. Not that it matters. You had a good weekend though?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got lit?
I did get lit. Not too lit. Lit enough. Lit.
Yeah, you were in the red for Liverpool as well?
I was. I mean, it wasn't for Liverpool. No. But it, you know, it made sense. Red the same night.
With the red
playing.
Nails on and everything?
Yeah, all red. It is my favorite color.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just, Explains by chance, my friends all showed up in black, so I got to stand out a bit, which was nice.
Yeah, fantastic.
I appreciate that from them.
Yeah, me and Olan popped in as well, of course. Yeah. We weren't going to miss it. Even before that, we were all at the EA Sports FC launch.
Yeah, we were. It's nice we were all doing stuff separately but together.
Yeah. Have you played? Had a chance to play the game?
No.
Nah?
Not since that night.
No time?
But
you weren't fired that night, though.
I was doing decent, to be fair. I was playing against
back
amateurs.
To back.
But you were tactically picking your opponents.
Yeah, I know.
There were plenty of pro gamers and shit there.
Yeah. Olan was like, oh, no, Stav, shut up, man. Go over there, mate. I'm not playing you yet. Let me get my confidence high,
Stav. Picking NRL players that have never played before and shit like that. You're good. Yeah, you're smart.
I have to shout out David Nofaluma, who beat me 3-0 in the first half, and then I left.
That was
I
it
didn't
for
want
you.
To finish the game. It was embarrassing.
I struggled to score against Kat, to be fair. I mean, I did in the end.
We had a good game.
Yeah, you
I
said
think
you only beat it 1-0 or something.
We stopped the game for like 30 minutes.
Let's say first half it was 1-0. Yeah. Who's to say what would have happened second half?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, anyway. But it was actually a good launch. Good to see Australia like putting on launches like that with a lot of people, kind of like red carpet style for a football video game. It's massive.
Yeah,
really cool.
Yeah.
More of that. Let's talk some top football storylines. Interesting weekend over in Europe. City lose. Didn't think
Unreal.
It was possible.
To Wolves. And didn't Pep say something about the Korean? Did you not see that? He's like that Korean guy.
Hwang Hee-chan.
And he's the guy that scored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna remember the name now, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he
right.
won't be forgetting that name anytime soon.
No, Pep had to watch from the stands because he's already, so there's a rule now that he's received 3 yellow cards.
Oh,
so the rule for managers, 3 yellows, not 5. Because they were saying referees were getting abused too much by managers.
Really?
They dropped it to 3 yellows.
And then they have to go sit in the stands.
Yeah, so he was
technically sending off.
Exactly. So he was in the stands for that game.
He's
they
just
lost
a spectator at that point.
Yeah, he's getting to be carried away, Pepe.
Yeah.
Pepe Guardiola, because he loves a whinge, right?
He does love a whinge. All gaffers love a whinge. Mm. All top gaffers love a whinge. And they get away with it.
So onside or offside, let me know if this whinge is worth it, right? So few days before the game, they played Newcastle in the League Cup and they had to get a coach from Newcastle back to Manchester. It's a 2-hour trip on a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Complained about that. He wanted to fly.
Who?
Pep wanted to fly from Newcastle back to Manchester because he had
a game. It's a 2-hour drive.
2-hour coach. You could probably hit it in a car less than that.
Yeah.
Newcastle to Manchester, not that.
So we're talking like 30-minute flight max.
He's bougie, man.
He said he wanted his players on a plane because they're playing too much football at the moment. They're tired.
It'd probably take longer on the plane.
You can have way more of a nap.
Well,
because you know the whole getting to the airport, getting your staff.
They probably don't even go to. Who knows?
No, it's a chartered flight.
They have a chartered flight.
Straight on.
Bang, straight on.
But the manager of Exeter City came out slamming him, going, "This is the problem with the Premier League nowadays. They're in League One, and earlier this season in August, they had a 16-hour round trip.
Oh my God.
They broke up with a night stay somewhere. So apparently they went 5 hours on a coach to the other side of England, stayed overnight, completed the trip the next day, played the game, came home, 1-2-0. This is still professional football. This is third tier.
Yeah.
But the Premier League is getting carried away. And then there's the whole conversation of like fossil fuels and the rest. I don't know how enviro you are, Kat. Are you? Is that one of your passions? I know you have plenty of passions. is the environment one of them or you don't give a fuck about the environment?
I could be more proactive in that space.
Right, you don't care about it.
That's not
I've seen
I
you with your plastic straws and
you're
shit.
You're not Leonardo DiCaprio.
What are you talking about?
She just kicks turtles when we go to the beach. You know,
what's that, what's I love that, turtles.
That girl on tour again? Yeah. Grundle, the young one. What's her name again?
Grundle?
Chubs, you know who I'm talking about?
Greta Thunberg.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's who I'm talking about.
What
yeah.
did she say?
What did you
I said
call
Grundle.
Her?
Grundle.
He was kind of there.
I was along the lines, no?
How dare you?
Yeah, her. She's for the environment.
Yeah, she's big for the environment.
Big for the environment. Nah, I think it's you know.
Should you just cop it up?
And get
on the bus?
It's a bit of a conspiracy theory, but we'll go into that later.
That's so dumb.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a Monday cats already.
Like thing. Football is getting carried away if you can't get on a coach with your team 2 hours, because that's part of football.
It is. I used to love. I love like in England or you know wherever when I was playing pro for a little bit. I loved the after a win.
Did you play?
Was it the knee?
Did you play pro?
Was it the knee that?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
here we fucking go. Anyway,
someone look up the pro definition, Shabzi. Can you please look that up?
Anyway, it's someone who what? It's someone that got paid full time. I got paid full time. Okay, whatever level it is, don't worry about that. Anyway, the point of this story is sometimes those coach journeys are some of the best.
No, they are
memories.
That's exactly right. That's where the players all get along and everything. I don't know. Not good.
I know on like championship level, like that's exact. Like that's the reality. It's like those like 10-hour coach drives to a game, and then like.
How do you know about championship coach travel?
I just have heard stories.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Some Aussie players, and anyway, go on.
Interesting. Interesting that Kat has a newfound understanding of championship travel.
Yeah, it is.
It's called research.
I bet it is.
Okay.
What's
anyway.
Next?
You'll always find something to blame. Let's go to the biggest story of the Premier League, though. Tottenham-Liverpool.
Massive.
It was in the early hours of Sunday morning. It was actually just after your birthday, Kat.
Yeah.
I got home and I was seeing colours. Mm. No, you do see colours. I was hearing colours. but I did manage to watch the game. Interesting game. Look, Ange Postecoglou marches on. He's only one of two unbeaten teams in the Premier this season, but fuck knows how he didn't lose that game.
They're singing his name,
Liverpool, two red cards. A disallowed goal, which we'll get to in a second. Matip's own goal.
Yeah.
Which some finished just quietly.
Just such a shit way to end a game.
As a CB, is it you put any blame on him there?
That's a tough one, man. Sometimes things just happen.
Yeah.
And you, regardless of what you can or can't do, it's just
have you guys scored own goals?
Yeah.
I actually don't think I have.
No?
I've been at fault for goals.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, right. Like you leaked a goal or whatever.
Hit it into my own net.
I have at youth level, yeah. I have. But that one was pretty bad. All due respect. I know it's very hard. You can't move. You can't check. But I think his reaction, I think he should be doing better with that. Yeah. I do think
That's a fair call.
Yeah, I think he made a real meal of that. But 95th minute tied as well. And they had to play with nine men for a while. The goal, though, Luis Diaz was robbed of a goal.
Yeah.
Now, the lines were drawn. I've got a photo of it. The lines actually show that Luis Diaz is onside. They actually prove
that
the goal should be given. The green line is the Spurs defender. The red line is Luis Diaz.
Is VAR still somehow biting us in the ass?
Well, the thing is, it wasn't even the technology. It's like the referee who's in the room watching it.
So the technology
got mixed up.
So the technology basically said he's onside. He's onside. They ruled it as offside.
Yeah. So
and the linesman had called it too. So like to the human eye in that moment, like when you watch, and there are, like we were saying this earlier, there are angles where you watch that goal and it looks offside. That's what the linesman saw. That's why he called it.
Mm.
But then in reviewing it, they didn't change their decision.
They didn't change the decision. So a statement was released after the game. We acknowledge a significant human error in the match. We'll conduct the full review. So they've said it's a human error. It's not technology. Liverpool responded, "We fully accept the pressures that match officials work under, but these pressures are supposed to be alleviated, not exasperated."
Exasperated.
It's big words, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been a while since school. By the existence and implementation of VAR. Mm. So Liverpool are saying basically it's not good enough. Former Premier League ref Mark Halsey came out calling, basically saying the current crop of refs suck.
Oh, really?
I'm paraphrasing.
Wow. Oh,
but that's basically what
those weren't his words.
He said it in a much more eloquent way than that. Mm. What should happen, though? Mm. They've admitted that it was a massive error that led to... is there anything you can do at this point? You can't. You can't change the result, Kat. It was in the first half.
Do you reckon they could ever do that?
Everybody turn on, like open up your Premier League apps, vote yes or no.
Should they
what
change
like,
it?
I don't know what else you could do in that moment.
I think
like,
there has to be huge ramifications.
But what?
Not a big word. Because...
To the referees that were working. They've already been stood down. But do you think Liverpool deserves something out of this game?
Yeah, because it's like if you come forward and say, listen, we know that was an error and that they could have won the match because of that. Something... has to happen I for that team, no?
But I think what's frustrating is that we've got all, and I feel like we've had this conversation like 1,000 times about VAR technology in the game. The things, like, to Liverpool's point, are supposed to alleviate pressure, make things better. If anything, like, are we seeing a decline in, like, referee skills? Like, the ability of, like,
that's what he's saying.
Their actual interpretation of the game is declining because they're relying too heavily on technology.
Yeah. Well, that's what this Mark Halsey's saying. He's saying that Howard Webb, who's in charge of all the referees, has a...
Oh, everyone knows Howard Webb.
Everyone knows Howard Webb, right? Biggest Man United fan there is. They're saying that he
celebrates with them.
He's at fault for this. He's the head of referees. He needs to fix it, because they're saying England's having problems that the rest of the world isn't having. And at the moment, the standard of refereeing in England is way worse than
everything else.
And that's why you see, like, a FIFA World Cup will happen with zero English refs sometimes.
That's pretty bad.
They don't rate them. Like, the rest of the world doesn't rate English referees. Sticking in England, though, the WSL's back.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Very exciting. So many Aussies this year. I love it.
Yeah, 13 Aussies in the league. A lot of them were in action overnight. Courtney Nevin got an assist for Leicester. Mackenzie Arnold saved the pen.
Wow.
And she was made captain.
She's captain of West Ham.
Wow.
Didn't count for anything, though. She still lost 2-0. To a very good City side. Mary Fowler started.
Ooh, for City.
Yeah, Kennedy started as well.
I feel like the whole Matilda squad just got bought by the whole of, like, WSL.
Yeah, and even, like, Fowler. Like, Fowler was struggling with game time.
Yeah, and now she's...
Now it's bang. Yeah. Straight on the team sheet. Same with Alana Kennedy, which is great. Record crowd for Arsenal, but they lost 1-0 to Liverpool.
Which is actually massive. I think... Yeah. Like, their coach Beard, like, it looks like he's made some really good signings for this Liverpool side over the transfer period, because they've not really been contenders in the past. Like, in a Merseyside derby, like, Everton is more of a threat, which is obviously not what you see in the men's.
Yeah,
but it's it's good, because this Arsenal team, you know, I think they were third last season. Like, they're a really good side.
Yeah, well, Liverpool got promoted 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
But what I didn't know was this is the second time Arsenal have lost an opening game. 10 years ago they lost to Liverpool.
Oh.
And Liverpool won the league.
Oh, wow.
So obviously Liverpool were good, and then went through this slump period when everyone started watching the WSL. But it seems like they're getting back there, which
is whether or not they were good or the other teams have just leveled up as well. Yeah. I think investment has gone, like, other clubs have made more of a stride than 100%. Liverpool has.
100%. But still very good to see. No Sam Kerr. No one really knows
where
she is. Are we also going to talk about the ring thing? Did you guys see that last week?
Thing? She's married, apparently.
Who's Sam Kerr?
Sam Kerr.
Since when?
So Christy, her girlfriend, apparently now her wife, was seen with a ring on.
Rock.
Just did a little low-key one.
Yeah, and then Sam posted a video, photo or something too, where she also had a ring on.
Sam, so apparently, you probably know more about this than me, but in the female and female...
The realm. The realm of that society.
in that realm... you can kind of choose whether you both want to have an engagement ring.
Oh, of course.
But usually in a situation like this, someone like Sam probably wouldn't have an engagement ring.
It's just preference. Like, preference. I know lesbian couples that are, like, married lesbian couples, and, like, some, like, they'll both have a rock, or one will have it really is just preference.
Like, well, apparently Sam was seen with, like, a band on.
She had it looked like a Cartier band, actually. Right. Yeah.
Which makes people think that not only are they engaged, they probably did a small ceremony and they're married. And she's missed the start of the season.
So she had a little break, start.
But to your point, like, I know couples that are engaged and they both have a ring.
But like an engaged, like a diamond ring?
Yeah. Like they're both, like they make
Sam
that choice.
Sam has a band.
Yeah, I know, which gives the impression that they're married, or Sam doesn't want a big diamond ring, and because they're engaged and maybe it was a mutual decision or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the thing. You don't know, because you don't, obviously with a more like a conventional heterosexual relationship. So I'm getting all my words confused. Yeah.
That's all right. It's a big pressure conversation.
Man
and
woman situation.
Right.
It is typically the man asks the woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But obviously in a lesbian relationship, you don't know what the dynamic is.
But so there's always, I think there's a bit of a dynamic, you know.
Potentially, but I know I'm speaking like from my friend's perspective.
No comment.
It was a mutual decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like more like the one that's probably more likely to wear, you know, the blazer.
Is the, more.
Is the one that kind of asks.
I don't know. We'll throw it out to the people. Proposal. If you know, like, you know about this, let us know.
Yeah.
Facts.
Anyway, it's exciting. Nonetheless, it's an Aussie wedding. It's exciting nonetheless.
Yeah, I think we're going to cut half of that out anyway.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, you know, spewing. Sam Kerr's officially off the market. You know, devastating for a lot of people listening. Let's go to a European wrap on at the moment. Let's go to the
need a
Serie A.
Pause for a second.
Serie A. Victor Osimhen. We spoke a little bit about Osimhen and Napoli whipping out some TikToks about him last week.
Yeah. I saw some. Didn't they have to take some down?
They had to take some down.
Yeah.
Two TikToks. One was about him missing a penalty and basically the Napoli admin laughing.
What's wrong with that?
His own team.
Oh, his own team.
His own team.
That's
was laughing.
Poor.
Laughing at him.
That's poor.
Missing a penalty.
That's cheap.
I don't know who approved that.
Could you imagine?
But you know the club has not apologized.
Well, the second one said he was a coconut. Now, I don't know what they meant by that TikTok. But
that sounds racially motivated.
This is what I mean. It could be taken racially. I don't know what they were trying.
What is going on with the admins
over
there?
It would be Italy's first time doing something like that.
Yeah, that's why.
You have to,
but his manager, came for the club.
Oh, really?
He was like, we're going to sue you.
Oh, okay. I thought he did something else. What do you mean? Manager came. Jesus.
I need help. I need to get out of here.
Pause that, man.
So what's going on? What's the latest? Like?
Well, he's now scored midweek and scored on the weekend. Napoli are back, bro. They've scored 8 goals in 2 games. He came out and he's urged Nigerians. You know a thing or two about the Nigerians.
I would.
The Nigerian community online has absolutely rinsed Napoli and they're going for them. They want the coach sacked. They want all
really?
He came out publicly and said to the country of Nigeria, I appreciate your support, but I love this city. I love this club.
Yeah.
It was just one idiot on social media posted this. Don't take it out against everyone.
But I can't believe I got approved because, like, obviously, we know working in social media, it's got to go through, like, 2, 3,
yeah, but
four
sometimes
people.
Things seep through the cracks. You know
true,
what I mean?
True. Yeah,
you deal
I'm
with
sure
it.
The social media guy's been fired.
Exactly.
Surely, he's 100% been
he's
fired.
But he, I think what's cool from him though is like that first game that he played straight after he scores, makes a statement.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm still playing for this club.
Yeah.
But he did snub the team in celebrating.
Yeah, I think he wanted to make that first. Yeah. But you know, of course, like, City of Napoli, they love him.
Yeah.
So like, it's very unfortunate some idiot on social media has done this. But
I know.
Realistically, they shouldn't take away from how much that city adore this guy.
No, for sure.
Right. Continuing the Euro rap though, Bayern slip up in Germany, which is great to see. Ooh. Top two are now Bayer Leverkusen and Stuttgart.
Yeah. I just love how you use. It's great to see.
It is great to see.
Yeah, it's great to see.
Unless you're a Bayern fan, you want them to hurry up and lose a title. Mm. Ramos scores an own goal against Barcelona. Barca beat them.
Oofed.
That they'll love that.
Will.
Yeah, Ramos eat that up.
Are you a Sevilla fan or a Betis fan? You
want more Betis.
You're more
than
Betis. But you're Barca.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just pick a team every week.
Like Spain.
Any team you know around Spain, you just go with them.
Happy days.
I like Betis because of their story. I like Barcelona because I live there. Like it's, that's kind of the dynamic here.
Well, there's a rumor coming out Lewandowski could be off to Saudi Arabia in January. That's the newest target of the Saudis.
Really?
Yeah, they want big Bobby Lewandowski.
What do you mean these big names going to Saudi Arabia? That's why.
Yeah, I mean.
How is that league going?
It's going all right.
I saw Hendo and Bobby Firmino played against each other.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
Which was a nice moment to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect Bobby's decision. I still don't like that Hendo moved over.
Why? What's the difference?
Hendo was more done than
Bobby. Bobby's contract was done.
Right.
Hendo's wasn't done.
So Liverpool got some cash for him, no?
Doesn't matter.
No?
Man left too soon.
Really?
You think Hendo left too soon? He was on his last legs.
Midfield's a lot better without him.
Yeah, I know, but it was like the principle of him leaving to just chase the money.
Yes, he's in the last legs of his career.
100%.
Last 5 years, you want to fucking cash it in.
Leave on a high.
Anyway, whatever. It doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, fair enough. Big Hendo fan. Lyon lose again. Lyon are bottom of the league in France.
Mm. What?
Yeah, rock bottom.
They're not like their women's team, are they?
No, not like the women's team. I mean, Lyon are a massive club. Arguably,
they're huge.
Say top two, top three French clubs.
Of course, they've always been big.
They're sitting at the bottom. They've already sacked the manager so far this season. Really need to fix that up. One for our Crow fans. We don't give the Crows much.
No.
Over in Croatia. Hajduk split beat Dinamo Zagreb.
I don't think
we've
ever talked Croatia.
Maybe once or twice.
Croatian fans are crazy, bro. And they love their football. Hajduk split beat Dinamo Zagreb. It's a big win. Hajduk are now top of the league by a fair bit. Dinamo have won 17 out of the last 18 titles. So they're like Bayern.
Yeah.
I want them to lose.
Yeah.
I want them to lose.
So there could be some upsets.
Well, they're
there.
They're the club you always see in Champions League as well.
Always. You know, they're the ones that produce all the great players. They pick up all the best players at teenage years. Modric and all these guys come out of Dinamo. River Plate also beat Boca in the Superclásico down in Argentina, which is always good to see. Question for you from Oli Bamba.
Yeah.
Oli
your
Bamba.
WSL predictions.
Ooh.
Who wins it this year?
I don't think Chelsea are going to do it this season. I think there's a change in the waters over there. I see something really good from Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would have said that they would have beat that fixture like against Liverpool, but they didn't. I just feel like they were contenders for the majority of the season, did really well in European football as well. You look at the signings, I think they're really solid. But then Manchester United as well, like they've signed Miyazawa.
Yeah.
Who was the Golden Boot winner in the Women's World Cup.
They started with a
win.
She's
a gun. They don't have – there's no real Aussies in the Manchester United side to reference. But, like, they've got some key players like Ella Toon and that as well. I would say it's Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Arsenal start 3 points down on some of their rivals, so let's see now if they can turn that around. It's great to see, but a packed Emirates for that game. It was almost 60,000 people there for the women's game.
I think that's it too. Like, I think this Arsenal side are kind of the at the forefront of this like era of women's football over there, and like that kind of cult. Like everybody loves them, and I think it's really cool to see.
Yeah, no, it is brilliant to see. There you go. There's your WSL prediction, Oli Bamba. I think Chelsea's going to do it again. I think Chelsea are too good. They've added to their team as well. They showed today they don't even need Sam Kerr up top. They're just as good without Lauren James.
Yeah, maybe I'm just – I think, you know, it's the whole Bayern thing as well. I'm just kind of bored of the same team winning. Like I would like to see a shift.
That would be good to see. It's time to feel the sack.
Oh, okay.
You would say something like that as a segue.
Right?
Mm.
Can you feel a sack before it is coming?
Whoa, pause. Where are you going here? I need to know where you're going with this.
I don't even know how that question makes sense.
Can you feel a manager sacking before it's coming?
Ah, yes.
Do you know
it's
coming?
Can you feel a sack? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Normally. Who got sacked?
Well, there's been a sacking. Rangers got rid of Michael Beale.
Okay.
Now, Rangers have been...
Where have they been after Stevie G?
They've been struggling after Stevie G.
Yeah, I haven't followed them after Stevie G.
Yeah. So he's already gone after 7 games. 3 losses in 7 games, not good enough for Rangers. They're coming third, but... You know,
just still not good enough.
They're already 7 points off Celtic. And for that, they got to go. Speaking of Celtic.
That's good for you, Kat. Speaking.
Anyway, speaking of that.
Business.
Speaking of Celtic, did you see that game against Motherwell?
I saw some stuff about it, yeah.
Yeah, Motherwell scored in the 95th minute to make it 1-1. And their fans stormed the pitch in front of the Celtic fans.
Yeah, that was wild.
Oh, wow.
Celtic go down the other end and score in the 97th.
Oh, my Lord. What a game.
Celtic fans stormed the pitch back to him. Really.
That's sick.
Never celebrated.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, Michael Beale's gone. And one of the favourites to replace him at Rangers is Kevin Muscat.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, didn't Ange say something about Kevin Muscat moving to Europe and he thought like he would be the next big name?
Well, it's a bit of pressure on Kev. He's followed Ange's footsteps. So Ange went victory and then left.
Yep.
Muscat took victory. Then Ange left Yokohama. Muscat took Yokohama. Mm. Ange then went to Celtic. So it's like he's almost following the trajectory. Yeah. He can't go to Celtic though because he played for Rangers. Kevin Muscat played for Rangers.
Yes.
So Rangers makes a lot more sense for him.
Mm. Yep.
So that would be a great one for either. J League's about to finish in a couple of weeks. So it'd be a huge move.
Stars could be aligning there.
There's Rangers fans are blowing up about it.
Yeah.
But
once again, another Aussie. I mean, what was Andrew's reception when he first got the Tottenham job?
They're not convinced yet. They're not convinced.
Yeah, well.
But fun fact, Kevin Muscat played at Rangers. I believe he played in a title win. But even though they play Celtic like 5-6 times a season, he never played against Celtic.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played every other game. No, his manager didn't feel, because Kevin Muscat was known for just being one of the dirtiest players of all time.
Okay.
In fact, the Spanish paper voted him the dirtiest player of all time.
Really?
He was never allowed to play against Celtic because the manager felt as though Kevin Muscat would see what they call the red mist and just gets out.
In a derby like that, they're like, absolutely not.
Can you believe that? So he would change his team for the derby and take Kevin Muscat
out. Just take him out. Oh, holy shit.
I know. It gives you an idea.
That's crazy.
Says a lot. But I'd love to see him there in the dugout. It'd be massive for Australian football.
Can we go back to the Liverpool-Tottenham game for a second? Mm. Because I think... how Ange is so publicly a Liverpool supporter. Like it added like this, I don't know, this like spice to the fixture already. I think he grew up being a Liverpool supporter because of his dad or something like that.
Yeah, he said like there wasn't much football shown in Australia, but he used to see a lot of Liverpool in like the 70s, 80s. But it's cool that he isn't shying away from it.
No, but that's what I mean. I love that he's like, I'm a Liverpool fan.
He's the most liked manager in the Premier League.
They love him, eh?
Right now, he must be.
They love him.
He's definitely up. They're very, very shocked.
Yeah. No one else is giving what he's giving in terms of like that wholesome tell it how it is type of way.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty insane. Good to see. But while we continue to fill the sack, Jose Mourinho
Roma
was in some serious trouble up until this weekend. They were calling that he was going to be sacked. Third season, Jose. Never works.
Yeah,
he always somehow something happens to him in his third season, and he was starting that way with Roma in the bottom half. They won today thanks to Romelu Lukaku stepping up and scoring.
Oh my God, that's Lukaku.
3 goals in his first 5 games.
Okay,
he's cooking a little bit.
Yeah, cooking. I can see it. He's cooking.
He's cooking.
Thierry Henry. I can see it. I can feel it. He's cooking.
He's cooking.
Way to Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very good to see. Erik ten Hag's in a bit of trouble.
Yes.
Crystal Palace beat them at Old Trafford.
Mm.
Or Lasso from Anderson.
What's going on? What's the saga with Sancho and Ten Hag? Do we know? Is there an update yet?
So apparently, no, I was going to crack a joke there. I'm not going to crack it. Anthony's back in training.
Yes, all that.
Oh.
He can't play though until he's like, the allegations are still there.
Still looming
but he's
around.
Allowed to come back to training, whereas Sancho still isn't training with the first team.
Wow, he's done then.
He's done.
He's done. It's like once you fall out of a gaffer and go public, you're pretty much, you're never going to play for that gaffer again.
I know. Yeah. So,
isn't that crazy though? Sancho's behavior to them is worse than Antony's allegations. Come back to training, bro. No worries.
Yeah.
That's how it works with all these egos, managers. That's how they work. You know what I mean? You can do what Antony's allegedly done.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything to Erik ten Hag.
So it doesn't matter.
Look, ten Hag's in trouble. There's mixed review as to whether he should stay or go. He seems like a long-term manager for United.
I think he is.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't think they're going to get rid of him anytime soon. I think they've just chose to invest in his project.
Yeah,
His vision.
Paul Scholes' son tweeted, "Who the fuck is clapping these cons off?" Right? He tweeted that.
What a guy!
Because he believed that Scholes' son put that on Twitter because he heard some United fans clapping
Scholes'
the team
son
off.
Would though.
Yeah, I know. But he did say that he's in complete support of Erik ten Hag, like his old man.
Fair.
Just hate. He thinks the players just rubbish at the moment.
But I actually was going to say that. I feel like there's no point. If they get rid of Ten Hag, another manager comes in, they're still dealing with the same shit from these players.
It's bad, eh?
Yeah.
It's bad. Martinez is out now, which is one of those shining lights in that team, that centre-back from Argentina. He's now out for, he's got to have another surgery on his foot.
He's out for a minute now, isn't he?
Yeah. Which means Harry Maguire might come back into the side.
Wasn't Johnny Evans playing over him?
Yeah, Evans playing over him, yeah.
That is, wow, that's like, well, it's crazy.
I know.
I feel sorry for Maguire.
I do too. He's literally a meme.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad to see.
Did you see his mum came out to the media about it?
What'd she say?
His mum was like, so after they beat Scotland actually.
Mm.
But I think Harry Maguire got an own goal.
He scored an own goal, yeah.
So own goals is like the theme today. Mm. And he obviously copped it after that game.
Mm.
And his mum like went to Twitter or Instagram just to say like, the way that you people treat him, like you forget that he's a human, blah, blah, blah. Like Maguire's always been open about the fact that he himself is perfectly capable of taking the heat. Like, and he seems to be like, he shows up, he never really speaks publicly on it.
He's been copping heat for like,
I don't think,
4 to 5 years.
Nobody cops it like
3 years maybe. Like heavy heat, like meme heat.
Yeah, but he shows up time and time again. And I feel bad for him in that sense because he's never really like, done the aggressive, like, I'll come for the fans kind of thing. Like, just do
your
thing, right?
You never really said
the
F you.
No.
No.
I had a bit of questionable decisions.
Yeah.
But his mum, like, speaking up for him was something else.
I kind of criticised him a little bit when I first saw him play. But now I actually really like him because he's copying so much. I want to see the Harry Maguire redemption arc.
I'd love to see it.
I would love to see it.
But that's what I said in terms of questionable decisions. It would have been great for him to be like, okay, everyone thinks I'm shit. Everyone doesn't rate me. Let me go West Ham and prove.
Just be.
Do you know what I mean? That would
have.
That would have. Because he was. It would. That's why I was like.
Because he knows he's playing for England anyway.
He knows he's playing for England. Why not go West Ham and just try and get that minutes under your system? Get back to where you were.
Yeah, I agree. I would like to see Harry Maguire turn this around.
Me too.
Yeah. Pochettino, is he in trouble? Is he filling the sack?
I honestly don't know what that Chelsea team is.
What's the point?
I don't know who we are.
There's no point in sacking Pochettino at this point, is there? I mean, what are you gonna achieve?
Yeah, there's no point. Who comes in, and all these players that again is the whole problem with us at Chelsea. They're all left there again.
Mm.
That he might have brought in, that have been there before the Potter. Like all these, it's just this pool of players.
Well, Todd Bowley spent £1 billion since buying Chelsea. They reckon he's looking to raise out of US capital funding, wherever the hell he gets his money from. He's looking to raise another £500 million to improve the Chelsea situation.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
is money the answer, Kent?
No. Absolutely.
Well, we have had a lot of injuries, you know, but not huge excuse. But yeah, there's no real identity to the team. There's nothing going forward. People are not scared of Stamford Bridge anymore. No. It's just We're living in the past.
Yeah.
We're living in the past. I'm watching highlights of Hazard and Drogba. 100%. And just like, oh, these were my boys.
This was my team. Yeah. I know. What the fuck happens? Tomorrow, more when this pod releases, 6 a.m. on the Tuesday, Chelsea's going to be playing in a West London derby against Fulham. So that would be a great way to get the season back on track. But Fulham at the Cottage, going to be a tough game.
Always tough.
I want to go now to some cooked fans because there was a funny fan story I told you about Celtic Motherwell. There was a not funny fan story.
Oh,
but it's got a kind of nice-ish ending, but it's pretty fucked up.
Okay.
On the weekend, Sheffield Wednesday were taking on Sunderland, right? And did you see this?
I think so, but I'll let you go.
And a group of Sheffield Wednesday fans were taunting Sunderland fans after scoring against them, and they held up a photo of Bradley Lowry, which is the young kid that passed away. Right.
So bad.
At laughing and mocking the Sunderland fans. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. In fact, that is so far offside.
So far offside.
Right.
That's off the pitch.
Do you know what I mean? Like, surely so you can come up with lots of insults for people.
But nothing to do with the deceased. And like, it's kind of a club legend as well. That's, you know, what I mean. Like, everyone in the club loved him. He done so much for the club. And like, you know, I remember his relationship with Jermaine Defoe was amazing. You know?
So that's pretty fucked up, right? Now, the beauty of today's day and age is that cameras caught these guys. The man holding the phone has been charged. He faces
There was two.
They both got found, but the one holding the phone has been charged with, you know, like a, what is it, public offense or something like that.
Something like that.
He's going to court today, actually. And Sheffield Wednesday, as a response, have condemned the act and raised £15,000 through their members for the Bradley Lowry Foundation.
Oh, wow.
So, okay.
There was a silver lining to that. And all of that's probably a guy that at some point needed to get caught out because I'm sure it's not the first time he's done that stuff as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think, you know, there is always sometimes a nice ending to those stories, but pretty
fucked
up.
Well, that's good to know that, like, they made a difference out of it.
Yeah, exactly right. Sticking with that, though, before we move on, George Kakis, we're going to stick in English football. Is European football hurting Brighton and De Zerbi, or is it just a bump in the road? They copped 6 to Villa on the weekend.
Yeah, what was that about?
It's because they're in the Europa League now.
If you don't have depth in your squad, you know, we know a lot of teams that suffer from that Europa League when they're sitting good. You know, West Ham managed to do really well last year, but we know a lot of teams suffer with that if you haven't got depth. But it could be a thing. But 6 is crazy.
That's shit.
Some of these Premier League scores are honestly like, I'm not expecting it, but they're running up the score.
Mm.
That one I did not see coming. I remember actually seeing like the graphic of the score because we were all out, so we didn't see the game. Mm. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. Because I think Villa, we've been talking up De Zerbi a lot, and I still don't think that takes from what he's done with his side.
Mm.
But I did not predict a scoreline like that.
But he's that type of manager that like, he'll win, but then if he loses, he might lose 6.
It's a bad loss.
Because he won't stop playing his way. It's kind of like Postecoglou.
I see what you mean. Like, he's not going to then change his side to adapt to what they're doing. He'll keep trying to win.
He'll be 4-0 down and he'll be like, we can score 4 and leave himself open for more. He's that type of manager. Mm. So, yeah, look, could European football be hurting them? Maybe. It is a lot for Brighton, who have never really been at that level to be playing in Europa League. And, of course, they played the Cup, lost to Chelsea last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of football for them. And if you lose to Chelsea,
you know it's a bad season.
You know it's bad.
Yeah, you know. Season's going downhill.
Let's talk some Aussies.
As we always do.
Aussie.
What the Aussies are up to. Of course, we're waiting for the A-League to kick off. We're excited for that.
When is the A-League kick off?
Women are kicking off next, not this coming weekend, the one after.
Ah, that's pretty soon.
That's really soon.
And the men?
And the men the week after.
Ah, okay, cool.
And there's a Sydney derby in the women on the first weekend, which would be cool as well. Who are we having a discussion with? I was having a discussion with someone.
Sophie Harding?
I think that was all I'm having that conversation.
My bad. Amy Harrison.
We've had a few conversations.
I bet you did. I was talking to Amy about it, whether they'll get 10,000 at that game. I think they will get 10,000.
Yeah, and then we were talking about it at the EA Sports event.
Yeah.
We were getting a few different opinions on like what's the attendance going to look like.
Yeah.
I think 10K, like it should be. Off the back of the Women's World Cup. All like people under 16 attend for free.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost them a cent to go to that game.
Yeah.
Like you should have a good crowd.
Saturday, Arvo, no men's football on at the set. Like it's just a women's only week and round. It would be great to see some packed stadiums. But for now, we focus on the Aussies overseas. You mentioned the Saudi Pro League before. Craig Goodwin scores again.
How about that?
3 from 3. His team got hammered 5-1, but don't worry about that.
Doesn't matter.
We're worrying about the wrong stuff. We're here to focus on the Aussies doing well.
Focus on the positives.
Scoreline doesn't matter if you win or not.
Exactly. Craig
Goodwin bagging goals.
Exactly. Scores again. Riley McGree scores 2 for your boys, Middlesbrough.
My boys.
Yeah. you ordered a jersey as well. I don't know why.
It was a decent finish as well. I think I saw
two great goals. Yeah, left foot. Brilliant player, Riley. I'm a big fan of him.
He scored quite a few this season. He's doing all right.
Yeah. But he is. He's a danger man. Yeah. Man City low knee. Alexander Robertson got an assist and a man of the match performance for Portsmouth in the league below, in League One. They're doing quite well. Nikita Rukavici is back in the A-League.
You love that name.
I do like that name.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know who that is.
No?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Say it again.
Nikita Rukavici.
Who did he play for?
Well, he's an Aussie. He's played, right? He's played in Israel for a long time.
Oh, okay.
He's banging in goals. I believe he's the foreigner. I don't know. You can fact check me on this one. But I believe he's the foreigner with the most goals in the Israeli top league. So aside from...
I know nothing about the Israeli top league.
No?
I'll tell you
that
much.
You need to broaden your horizons, Kat.
You stop being Euro snobs.
Yeah, stop being a Euro snob, man. Asian football. Aussie's not killing it.
Not killing it. Okay. Yeah. Go.
Patrick Iznorbo, manager.
Oh, manager.
Okay. He's at Troyes. So he was there last year. They got relegated.
I know what you're going to show us.
Have you seen the flag?
I saw this and I was
what's this?
So there was a flag held up at the Troyes game the other day because Norbo out and they've drawn a kangaroo leaping towards the exit door.
That's a violation. They're violating a whole lot of Aussies right now.
That's what I mean. So still we're getting to refer... We're going to start that again.
Refer to as kangaroos.
Thank you very much. It's been a big weekend. Still getting referred to as kangaroos, Kat.
It's looking more like a... It doesn't look like a kangaroo, does it?
Are we meant to get offended when people call us kangaroos? Is that an offensive thing?
I mean, it's in your own, like, it's your own thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like people making fun of, like, the lion, like a lion or whatever.
Is it, though?
Not the same.
Do English people get called lions?
No. I don't know if you guys should be offended.
Do you know what I mean? Should we be offended being called
It's part of, like, Australian culture.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But how a part of Australian culture is it, Olan? Since you've lived here, how many kangaroos have you felt are a part of, you know, what's going on?
I think
on?
It's
kangaroo?
More of a, yeah, I've seen them, but I think it's more, I think it's more of like a stereotypical what
it
people
definitely
think.
Is just stereotype.
That people think there's loads of spiders and shit over here. Like,
which there know, are.
Which there yeah. are.
I've seen plenty of spiders.
Yeah. Lots of snakes as well.
Yeah, heaps of snakes.
But it's the same thing. Like people think like, oh, British people, crumpets and tea and shit. But, I'm not having a crumpet.
I've never seen you have a tea or a crumpet.
Exactly. So yeah. It's the same, similar sort of thing. But I don't think you should get offended. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I've never been offended by it. Like in Spain, like people would always ask questions about kangaroos and stuff. And I'm like, it's fine. It's a novelty for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Patrick Iznorbo's in some serious trouble. They're saying kangaroo for the exit door. He's got 2 wins, 11 draws and 19 defeats since taking over.
Wow.
Not a very good record.
Worse than Lampard's.
Yeah, which is saying something.
Do you think he was out of his depth taking on that job? Or do you think he was ready for European, like ready to go to Europe?
You have to take it though. You have to.
But is,
regardless
does it,
if you're ready
is
or
it,
not.
Not to, it's just a conversation about Australian football. Do you think it says how big that jump is, though, between being at the top of A-League men's, making that jump to Europe, just how difficult that transition can be? Because when you look at, like, Ange, for example, you look at Kev Musket, they've gone through Asia again. Like, they've taken on that Japan job or whatever, which might be a great transition then because it's that level up.
There's managers and there's managers. Do you know what I mean? I think you look at Ange Postecoglou and his success, and I think you could see a clear philosophy. You could see a clear, the way he changed.
Like the trajectory.
He changed clubs completely.
Yeah.
What he did at Brisbane Roar, what he did at Victory, what he did with the Australian national team
yep.
was like a full-on philosophy that he stuck to. You saw a huge change. If Olan takes Melbourne City now and he coaches Melbourne City, he'll probably do a decent job.
Take that.
Right? But does that mean he's ready to go and manage in Europe? Did he actually implement something at Melbourne City, you know, whereas Nick Montgomery did an incredible thing with the Mariners and he's now been given a job in Scotland.
Yeah.
Iznorbo took a very good City side
and made it
held
great.
Them very good,
yeah.
held them very good. But I don't know if
he
was ready.
No, I think it's such a good point.
But also to then take a team in France who was already in the relegation zone with a language, I don't know how good his French is.
Yeah.
Very hard.
French people are slightly racist.
Snobby as well.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't know the language. You know, they can be snobby.
They can be snobby. They can be difficult. You know, he had a lot of success at Leeds United as a player. If Patrick Iznorbo took a team in the championship, somewhere where he was comfortable as a player, I think he'd be good.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's just like, it's more a cultural thing.
Yeah.
There's a difference between taking a team in Scotland and taking a team in France.
For sure.
So I think that may be.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point.
I hope it doesn't ruin his reputation.
Yeah, I hope he gets another opportunity to give it a try.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But he might, you know, we could see him back in the A-League soon. I wanted to finish with a nice story.
I love a nice story.
You know, because a lot of women say men don't change.
Mm.
Do you think men change, Olan?
I think we do.
Do you think men change, Kat?
I think it depends who the man is.
What if the man was, I don't know, Ronaldo?
Well, Ronaldo's changed a lot.
I'm not talking about Cristiano. I'm talking about Brazilian Ronaldo. The real Ronaldo.
I don't know him as, I don't know as much about
him. You don't know him as well as Cristiano?
Yeah, I know Ronaldo really well. CR7 and I are good mates.
Well, apparently men can change. Let's hope so. Brazilian Ronaldo got married this week.
Oh, really? Oh,
congratulations.
Right? Yeah, congratulations to the big fella. Again, he's been married a couple times before.
Okay.
He got married and he said his partying days. He said he was the prince of the parties.
He was.
And he said,
not the king, just the prince.
Yeah, the prince. He said, my wife is not happy that, there was this quote, it was obviously translated, but he said, my wife's happy that I've left the partying behind me, but I must admit, I miss it a lot.
It doesn't sound like they got anything lost in translation.
He's basically saying like, I've had to give it up because I'm that old.
Exactly.
I've had to hang up the boots forcibly.
Yes.
Like not because it was my own choice.
Exactly. Well, look, I looked at his previous marriages. So his first marriage lasted 4 years.
That's pretty long.
Right. Not bad.
I don't think Kat's it's that like, long.
No, it's
Kat's, Kat believes in monogamy. 4 years is not long. He did all right because you're going to hear how long his second one went for. But 4 years, not bad. He had a kid with her, called him Ronald.
Interesting.
Just without the O. Second marriage. So I don't know why that one broke down, actually. I couldn't find the information. But the second marriage lasted 3 months.
Wow.
When just after he got married to this woman, another woman gave birth to his son.
I'm doing the math here. Wait,
so,
what?
So he got married in 2005.
Yes.
And just after the wedding, another woman came out and said, I've just had given birth to your son.
Oh, shit.
His wife was like, wait, we've been together a few years. Unless it was the longest pregnancy ever.
Oh, my Lord. So he was double dipping.
He was probably more than double.
Triple, baby.
At least.
Jesus.
He was dipping. Let's just say he was dipping.
He was scoring some goals, man. I'm he sure never he stopped was, scoring, did he?
Exactly right. The man loved life.
Those are own goals, though, because you're fucking yourself up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Anyway, she left him. Then his third one, he didn't get to the marriage, but he was engaged. And then he got caught.
He loves a ring, doesn't he? Like, just settled. Settle down.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
He's a lover. He's a lover.
If you want to just get married, just get married.
He's known for, apparently he's very, he's generous.
Mm.
So he often.
He sounds very generous.
He's generous with his everything. But also he's known for buying dinners for everyone, friends. And obviously he just likes buying rings.
Mm.
So his third engagement didn't last long. He didn't get to the wedding because he was caught with three prostitutes.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Back to his place. Now, this story has different layers.
Lord Almighty.
So he was, I can hear producer Shabs having a giggle.
So he was caught with three prostitutes in Brazil.
Before his third wedding. Okay.
But then another spanner, these prostitutes turned out to be men.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Who were in disguise and were trying to extort him for money.
Oh my God, so he was also...
He was the victim.
Wow.
He was the victim in all this.
Wow, the way that you suddenly feel bad for him.
He was the either victim
that,
in all of this.
Either that or he had a really good lawyer getting Lord. Him out of that one.
Yeah, so the funniest thing about it is he just didn't deny anything. He laughed about it. He said, well, it's in my country, like my marriage is my marriage, but in my country it's legal to pay for sex. I just felt like having a bit of fun. I didn't expect that these men
were
going to try and take my money.
Excuse me.
Oh. I believe he won his court case. Anyway, he didn't end up getting married to that one. Wow. But now he said those days are behind him. He got married during the week and they're off to Ibiza for a week-long party with some friends.
Interesting.
So what's the gap between the
such an
male
interesting
prostitutes
life.
And this wedding?
I was over 10 years ago, the male prostitute.
Oh, okay. So he could have had some therapy in that time.
He did. He went to therapy. I saw an article. I think it was around 2013 time. He found out that he actually had a lot of demons. He had to
healing.
Yeah, he had some healing.
He did have some healing to do. And I hope, inshallah, it's worked out for him.
Inshallah. So anyway.
Oh, man.
Very happy. Very happy for him.
Shout out to Ronaldo, man.
Shout out to Ronaldo. He also
to his wife. Shout out to his wife.
His new wife?
Yeah.
New wife as well.
Like,
best of luck.
All the best.
How many marriages before it's like a no-go?
Yeah.
Probably, look, one.
If you meet a divorce guy.
That's what I was going to say.
One is fine because you're
also,
like, it didn't
also,
work out. That's
also,
okay.
I want to ask you this, Claude, before you sign off.
Okay.
Do you care if a woman's been divorced or not?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I think context is really important.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like, well, you
do you care?
I don't know if I care, but I always think like, whoa, you was really in love. Do you know what I mean? Like, you was really signing off.
Right.
And it didn't work out.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That's where I go.
I get
that's
that.
The only thing.
Is that like, because like,
But that's just me as a man, like, probably being a bit insecure and shit.
Is that like, maybe we can unravel this. I think we've got time. So tell me, Olan. No, but seriously though, like, do you think that's because if you get with someone, chances are they've done a lot of things
in the
past. Like they probably have boyfriends that they've traveled with.
Of course.
But they wouldn't have had anyone they got married to. No. So at least it's like, you know that you're going to be the husband.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You kind of want to be the first one to marry them.
But if
they've
been married or if they've had kids, it's like, what are you the first to do with this person?
Yeah, but like realistically, the older you get, the more likely you're going to meet people that like more of a past that they have.
100%.
Yeah. And I think in this day and age, unfortunately, divorce is so much more common. I think it's realistic for anyone who is like, you know, 20 plus. If you are dating in your like early 30s, it's likely you're going to come across people that are divorced.
Would you be happy to date someone that's
divorced?
You will say.
If like I said, context is important.
Divorce with a kid? Yo,
that's baggage.
I'm in no position to say no because I think like, you know, everybody's got a story, everybody's got a past. But I think like if it failed because they were unfaithful or whatever, like obviously no.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like that would change my mind.
So like Ronaldo, you wouldn't go for.
That is a red flag. Yeah. That's like so many red flags you can't see.
Do you draw
see.
The line at male prostitutes? Is that where we're drawing the line?
I probably draw the line at being married for 3 months and finding out that he's pregnant with another woman.
He looks pregnant sometimes.
I think I draw the line there.
Bless the man. What a fucking player. Arguably the best striker ever though, on and off the pitch.
For sure.
Couple quick random fan questions that just stood out. Isaac Frankie, onside or offside, doing drugs off a trophy. Happened here in New Zealand rugby in the Ranfurly Shield.
Doing drugs.
That's a weird question. What, like doing drugs is just offside period, bro.
Yeah.
Like, don't
be
doing drugs. There's no need.
Yeah. No. Don't be doing any of that.
And
stuff.
New Zealand rugby, I'm not super surprised.
Those footy boys get.
But didn't the old mate just get caught with like, was that a New Zealand player? It.
Yeah. No, Valentine Holmes.
Yeah, who's
plays
he
for Cowboys?
Got doing, Cowboys. He got caught, They get around it. They're a bit rowdy, aren't they?
Anyway, the answer's no.
Honestly, I think every code is rowdy. Just some you find out about it, some you don't.
True. True.
And that is why you should just not share things. Do your own. Like, don't be inappropriate. Don't make it public, guys. It's just a bad move.
Yeah, don't take photos. Jordan Knight, Luton are going to be on top of Chelsea after tomorrow. Banter club. Big win for Luton, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, someone was saying we weren't going to get a win. Luton weren't going to get a win. But, you know, we got one under the belt. We'll take it every step as it comes.
Exactly. Chelsea, however.
Sounding like a manager there.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to.
You're lucky. You got two teams this season.
I've got
You're
two
lucky.
Teams. And they're still
both are shit.
They'll both be fighting for relegation.
This season, supporting any team has been a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe let us know when you're going to support a side so that we can avoid them.
Yeah, that's what everyone's. Everyone's calling me the Drake of everything.
Everyone you support just done.
Yeah, everyone support.
In the bin.
You're just too public about it.
I know.
In the bin.
Well, it is my job, but
I'll finish with a I'll finish with a word because I know you guys are into it. I'll finish with a quick word on the old egg balls. NRL happy, happy, deserved. Panthers
probably deserved. Probably like one of the. I don't know. I haven't watched that many finals, but it was a great back and forth final.
You're not going to see a grand final like that anytime soon. Like that was unreal. Broncos deserve to be there. Because the final was amazing. Like, you weren't going to get a final like that from another.
Does that go down like, I mean, fantastic Penrith, 3 in a row, but does that go down as a bottle job of the ages?
For Broncos? Yeah because they were ahead for, like, even into the 70th minute, they were ahead.
Yeah.
They should have held them, but I think that just goes to show how, I don't think that's them, that's how good Penrith is.
Right.
And also Adam Reynolds bottled it too. Which is unfortunate because he did the exact same thing against Penrith when he played for South Sydney.
Fucking tell him how you really feel, bro.
Of course you remember that.
Jesus. Yeah. Tell him how you really feel. Yeah. I like Reynolds because
I like him too.
I coached his son in football.
How about
that?
Oh,
really? His son's a little baller.
Soccer football.
Is he good?
Yeah. So Adam Reynolds, the reason why he's a good kicker, he grew up playing football.
He's a great kicker.
Yeah.
Great he grew up.
Technique.
Except for that 40-20 last night that he messed up.
Yeah. But it happens. But he grew up playing football and he said, yeah, I want my son to do the same thing. There's no need to play rugby league when you're little because like physicality, you just don't need it.
Yeah.
I'd rather he plays football and then when he's old enough, he can kind of pick.
I love that.
Yeah, but he'll have a skill that the other players don't have.
It's nice.
He decides to play footy.
Rate it.
So that was cool. AFL as well. Did you watch that one?
Yeah.
I did actually. AFL fans probably hate me at the moment because I made a video after the game. It was pretty funny. But it was good.
You were like coming for the Collingwood fans saying that they're like, dirty.
F them. Yeah, man.
You don't like them.
Swanies.
You were almost Collingwood at one point.
Almost.
That was like, it was either Collingwood or Swans.
Yeah. I mean, you either got to pick the haters or you got to pick, you know, something that's in between. So.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling bad for anyone who is a Brisbane Broncos and a Brisbane Lions fan right now.
But isn't the Roar in...
Well, the Roar in the final of the Oz Cup.
There you go, guys.
You got something to go for.
Oz Cup is your place to be.
Look, let's be real. AFL and NRL finals are both really good finals. Let's hope for a good final in the Oz Cup. Yep. And maybe Brisbane can get the job done there. It'll be in Sydney, against Sydney.
Yep.
But, poor Brisbane. Three teams make a final, none of them at home. Got a feel for them.
Yeah, you have to.
On that note, guys, thanks for coming in. Public holiday.
Yeah.
Of course.
But we owe it to the audience.
No days off.
No days off. We owe it to you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. Short week. Is that the whole of Australia? I don't think it's the whole Australia. No. Like Melbourne didn't have it.
Melbourne have a public holiday for AFL Day.
They had it on Friday.
Yeah.
I think New South Wales, Queensland. Public holiday.
Oh, what?
Anyway, I don't know. Wherever you are, whatever you want. Hope you enjoyed. Make sure you subscribe to the pod. Follow us on socials. Let us know what you want us to chat about next week. Make sure you get your questions in. And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys.